White, J.E. White, Emma. Basel, Switzerland, May 9, 1886. My very dear children, Edson and Emma. Although I wrote you last in answer to Emma's letter, yet I feel inclined to write to you again before waiting to hear from you. I have been pressed with writing. I returned from a journey to Italy last Monday. I spoke 11 times while absent and had much better success in obtaining a hearing in Italy this time than before. I spoke at three villages, Valar, 5 miles from Torre Pellice, at St. John's, 3 miles from Torre Pellice, and at Torre Pellice. I spoke also at Geneva and at Lausanne, was away 2.5 weeks. Found many letters when I returned home, but looked in vain for one from my children. I know that Edson is full of work and care. Emma is not, and I shall expect to hear from her and will try to answer. I have dreams about you. In my dreams I see Edson perplexed, and I saw Christ looking pityingly upon him, saying, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. In me you shall have rest and peace." Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. Emma, do your best to help Edson, and both of you cast your burden upon the Lord. Bind about, my poor boy, bind about your mind, your business. Your inventive mind is planning something whereby you may extricate yourself. But these things only bring greater pressure by requiring more means. Economize, economize. Do not move impulsively, but from principle. I hope you will not enlarge your business, but bind it about. This is the lesson you have to learn. You carry too many burdens. Now begin to unload. These things wear more than you think they do, but remember, Mother is praying for you, and the Lord will help you. There is not one, with the exception of Emma, that has any sense of the loads you are carrying, and Emma has but little sense of it herself. I know what I am talking about. May the Lord give you clear discernment to see how you can unload. If it is possible for you to get Brother Eldridge to connect with you permanently and help to untie your hands, do so. I feel deeply that someone is needed with clear head that can look upon all sides of matters. If he would be a great loss to the office, I would not suggest this. May the Lord direct in all things. But economize. I felt badly when I heard that Frank and Hattie and your family were together. Frank will be no help to you in any way. He has less economy than you, and you and Emma need someone of different element to help you. No doubt it is very agreeable to your feelings to be together, but do you help one another or hinder? Mother.